Hi everyone, this is the October 24th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for listening. Well, I know it's been about 3 weeks since the last podcast, and wow, this month has flown by quickly. I was talking to a couple of coworkers about how when we were little, it seemed as if Christmas or the holidays just took so long to arrive, and now that we're adults with adult responsibilities, oh, Christmas is coming too soon. We're not prepared. So, of course, time is zooming by, and even though it appears to be that way, we still have time on our side. Time has no beginning, time has no ending, and therefore, we have all the time in the universe for ourselves. We can prepare, or shall we say, put aside time per day to meditate, or to exercise a little bit, or to interact more socially with one another. So there's always time to do things, even if the clock says differently. It's how you look at time. If you see time as a restriction, then of course the days are going to fly by and you would feel as if you don't have any time to do anything else. But if you see time as abundant, then maybe somehow the days would slow down just a bit, allowing you to create time in your busy schedule to do something for yourself, to maintain some self-care, such as exercise or meditation or what have you. But even still, today is October 24th, so... Well, we have a very good podcast coming up today, and I'll just give you the rundown of our topic and reading requests, some announcements, and the Archangel message. So today we're going to talk about your aura, the energetic detector. And next, I have a reading request for Holly. Next, I'll mention a couple of psychic events coming up. Next, I have a reading request for, actually, it's for Vaylene. And lastly, we have a great Archangel message from Shamuel. All right, so before I begin all of that, first of all, I'd like to thank you for, if you were able to, coming out to both the Psychic Fair 2 weeks ago, and especially to the New Life Expo last weekend. The Psychic Fair at the Edgar Cayce Center was good, but I believe that the promoting of the event did not, well, should I say, well, the event itself had a decent turnout. I don't think it had a great turnout. I've seen much better, and I believe it was due to poor advertising or poor promoting. Whoever was in charge of the advertising, you could have done better. And, well, that happens. But I was busy, don't get me wrong. I did have people come to me for readings for the 3 hours or so that I was there, and I stuck around for Peter Goldbeck's session afterwards, but still, if you're planning a psychic fair of any kind or any type of event in general, you need to promote it and you need to advertise it. That's key. That's crucial. Because if you don't, no one's going to know about it. And believe me, I know firsthand the power of marketing and advertising as a success and as a failure. So, you live and you learn. But at the New Life Expo, which was a week later, Last weekend, to be exact, I had a ball. You know what, honestly, I'd never been to the expo before, even though it's been in New York for years. I just never got around to going until last week. As you may know, I was part of the Best American Psychics booth. So, hello Angel and Shay and Allison, the rock girl. We were busy. At least Sunday, interestingly enough, was more busy than Saturday. Sunday was like boom, 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 boom. We were going. And I think it was because we, Reverend Teresa also was there. And Michelle White Dove, of course. But on Sunday afternoon, we had a presentation at 2 o'clock, starting off with Shay introducing the audience to Best American Psychics. And before Michelle White Dove came on to give her speech, myself and Reverend Teresa had to introduce ourselves as part of this organization. So Teresa spoke first, and she was very candid. She's a charming lady. I believe she has a radio show on the internet, A1R, I believe. So, hey, Teresa, hi, fellow New Yorker. And then I came on after her to give my little introduction. I was like, oh, God, do you really want me to speak in front of all these people? But I managed to pull it off, and I think that intrigued the audience to come and visit our booth. So we were busy from, like, after the presentation through closing. But I also met psychic medium Jill Dane. I also met psychic medium Allie Cheslick, who are both ladies are extraordinary psychics, mediums, and very friendly. Well, everybody was friendly towards me, but Jill Dane paid me a great compliment at my booth, which was like, wow. I'm just sitting there. I was like, thank you, Jill. That was amazing. I mean, she just didn't come over and quietly paid me a compliment. She just, like, paid me a compliment. Like, this woman's psychic. That's all I have to say. I was like, yeah. Bless your heart. And, you know, and I got to meet Michelle White Dove somewhat briefly, charming lady, and so many others at the New Life Expo. And I believe the next one in New York is coming up in March, so if Best American Psychics is going to be there, and I have a feeling they will, and as long as I'm a member, I'll be there. So we'll wait and see. But it was great. Great experience, great fun, very interesting. If you're into the metaphysical or the holistic and you just want to come out for a weekend to see awesome speakers giving dynamic lectures and presentations, going there to see what's the latest and greatest in anything metaphysical, or if you just want to go there and shop, definitely it's the New Life Expo. And I had a wonderful time last weekend, so, excuse me. Awesome. Anyway, so let's begin the podcast with talking about the aura, your aura, the energetic detector. I came up with this topic because at the New Life Expo, there were, at least as far as I know, there was a booth where you could have your aura photo taken. I believe it was, oh gosh, you know, I didn't even write this down. Curlian Photography, I think that's what it was. If I'm wrong in that, I admit to it. But I'm pretty sure it's Curlian Photography. The aura is your energy field. We all have an aura. Even non-living objects have auras, because a chair has an aura, because if you sit in a chair long enough, it's going to pick up on energy. So even a chair has an aura. Your watch, if you carry it around or if you wear it with you all the time, has an aura. Your wallet has an aura. Plants have auras. Rocks have auras. Trees have auras. And we humans have auras. An aura is a field of electromagnetic energy surrounding the body of the living being, and it shows itself as bright colors, and if strong enough and if healthy enough, can be used in healing. And the colors of an aura can change as a person's feelings, emotions, or mood changes, or if a person's health or state of well-being is altered. So different moods or states of health can create different frequencies of energy and vibrations, thereby producing different colors. So anyway, at the New Life Expo, I decided to have my aura picture taken. And it's posted on my Facebook page. It's also posted on my website. And it was a lot of indigo and violet, a little bit of white, a little bit of green, but not too much. And there's a very faint orb, like just above the left side, my left, of my head, which is probably a spirit guide energy or an angel energy. And if you look closely enough, the white that's behind my shoulder looks like an angel wing. And I've been told by a couple of people, especially Peter Goldbeck, that I do have angel wings behind me, so yay. But I do have a lot of indigo and violet, which radiate psychic energy and psychic colors. My good friend, Allie Cheslick, hello, has a very amazing aura photo taken in which there was a lot of green, a lot of healing green, a lot of yellow, a lot of red, and she had three orbs. Well, Allie's special. She's special. So anyway, so she's always in a pleasant mood as far as her healing and her work with mediumship. I do the intuitive things, so of course our colors are going to be different, but they still pretty much detect, or pretty much, through an aura photography, that pretty much detects where you're at and how you're feeling. If you're not feeling well, if you're highly stressed, if you're sick, in terms of if you have the flu or a virus or some other disease, your aura colors may not be so vivid. They may be a little bit darker shades, like dark browns or dark reds. Very, very dark. If someone ever tells you that your aura is black, don't believe it. Because if your aura is black, then you're not alive. Because energy is light. Energy gives off color. So how can your aura be black? Hello. I believe that's a ploy by the gypsy mediums, or shall I say the gypsy charlatans out there, try to get you to spend a whole bunch of money for no reason. So anyway, if you ever should find yourself at a psychic fair or a holistic expo and someone is there with a booth for aura photography, I encourage you to have your aura photo taken. It's not expensive. At the New Life Expo, it was only $20, and it says a lot. It really says a lot. And the colors of the aura do have meanings, and those colors can be determined, or can determine, shall I say, a person's mood or overall energy. And the following is an overview of various colors of the aura and their meaning. So I'm just going to run off. I have a long list of colors, but oh, and before I do that, sometimes you don't even need to have a photograph taken of your aura just to find out what your colors are, or your auric colors, I should say. There are some psychics out there who do detect aura just by looking at a person. That requires a lot of training. A lot of training. I don't read colors by sight. Sometimes I can just instinctively pick up on a person's energy, and if I see a color, not necessarily the person's aura, but a color, that gives me an indication of where that person is at in terms of energy or mood. But there are people very well trained just by with regular sight. When they look at a person, they can see the aura. Now, when I used to go to Unity Church quite a bit, oh my goodness, there were a couple of guys, well, I shouldn't say guys, Oh, what was his name? His first name was Carlos. Carlos. I can't remember your last name, Carlos. I know he is a Unity minister out of Connecticut who has, who often frequented the New York chapter for Sunday service. And there was a time in which, when you look at Carlos, and if you concentrate on his body, especially with a dark background behind him and the light is in front of him, if you concentrate on Carlos long enough, you take your eye away, and then you look back at Carlos, you can swear that man has a pure white aura all around him, because his vibration is always, like, right there. Very spiritual. Very spiritual. So I saw that from Carlos and a couple other people at Unity, but Carlos especially when I used to go. Okay, gold. A person with a gold aura is a very lucky individual. Okay, good luck or good fortune. We can all use that. Now, remember what I was saying about if your aura is black? Well, for me, I don't believe an aura can be black, because black is the absence of color, and that means you're dead. But if you take an aura photo and nothing is there, then either that you need to be in the hospital, or you just have a really shitty attitude and you need to change that. So, that's my take on it. White is the color of innocence and purity. It is also the color of a very spiritual person, psychic medium, or healer. A person with a white aura is usually very sensitive and compassionate, kind of like Carlos. And I believe Allie Cheslick has some white in hers too, but she has some dynamic reds and greens, and I'll get into that. And I know mine's had a mixture of indigo, violet, and white. Okay, gray. Someone with a gray aura is in a state of transition. A change is happening in their life. One door is closing and another is opening. Brown. This color signifies a grounded, earthy, well-organized individual. They may not be creative or imaginative, but they know exactly what they are doing. Red. A person with a red aura is very headstrong, strong-willed, and determined. Allie Cheslick. They are likely to succeed in any ventures or opportunities, but is also a warning color to one of anger and aggression. Ooh. Orange. This color in a person's aura shows that the person has lots of warmth and empathy. And I think orange was very detectable in Allie's aura photo as well. They can understand others well and are very caring and nurturing. Yellow. This color signifies a happy, cheerful person, possibly and slightly naive, gullible person, but with a very positive attitude. Green. An individual with green in their aura is patient and will not give up on things. They are tenacious and usually quite successful and business-minded. That's a good thing. Blue. This color shows that the person is very deep. They are very emotional and sensitive. They wear their heart on their sleeve and can influence others easily. Indigo, violet, or purple. Those were the colors that came up on my aura photo. These are magic, mysterious colors. They are found in the auras of magical, mystical, or psychic people. I'll say. Even the guy taking a picture was like, I wonder if you can maintain this. And I'm like, maintain what? Oh, she's maintaining it all right. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he told me that, yeah, you have some violet and purple in here. And I was like, okay. In auric healings, healers study a person's aura or energy to determine any problems with health or otherwise. Then they try to rebalance the colors of the aura. If a person's aura was very deep blue and the person kept shivering, the healer would concentrate on red energy entertaining that person. So maybe that person would have that vibrational color change for the better. And like I was saying earlier, it takes a lot of practice to be able to see auras without having to use any special photography equipment. And to practice that, you can have someone stand in front of a plain background facing you. You can look at their third eye, which is between the eyebrows, right in the middle of the forehead, and squint slightly, and you will start to see the aura around the person's head and then gradually making its way around the rest of their body. So, you can look at another person's aura. It just requires patience, and I don't have the patience for that, because I'm nearsighted anyway, so that's a lot of squinting I'll have to do. Or you can go and get your aura photo taken at any holistic event. Or if you know someone who does that, I recommend getting that done. And as a matter of fact, Curlian! I was right, I think so. Curlian, Advanced Curlian, K-I-R-L-I-A-N. And the provider of my aura photo was First Star in Niagara Falls, and they didn't leave a phone number on their aurophotos@mac.com. Okay, so if you want to have your aura photo taken, I would recommend emailing aurophotos@mac.com. First Star was how I got my aura photo taken at last week's New Life Expo. So you can contact them to see where they may be next. Maybe they'll stop by your area soon, and you can get your aura photo done. So if you have any questions about auras, or if you have any suggestions or comments about this topic, or any topic that you would like for me to cover during the podcast, send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. All right, let's get to the first reading request for the day. This is a reading for Holly. Her date of birth is March 12, 1970. And her question is, what's on the horizon for me? I've been at a sort of status quo lately. The last 2.5 years have had some major turbulence and just wanted some insight. Thanks a bunch. And Holly, thank you so much for your question. Well, the good news is, Holly, that you are now in the process of moving forward in your life. All it takes for you is to step outside of your comfort zone, which I know has not been quite easy for you at times. But sometimes I have a sense that when things disruptive do happen, those are signs from your higher self or from the universe that it's time for you to take another look at your mindset and your focus. And if you've been too complacent and if you've been too much in the status quo, then you need a swift kick in the you-know-what to get you up and running again, and I believe that's starting to take place now. I have a sense that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the same old drama, and you just want to move away, walk away from, or move forward from things in your life that aren't working anymore. I don't see anything wrong with your marriage. In fact, there's a great deal of compatibility here between the two of you, although sometimes I believe you act upon things a little bit differently than your husband. I believe you're more reactive than he is, and you wear your heart on your sleeves. You're very emotional, and he just happens to be a little bit more, slower, a little bit more laid back, a little bit more wait and see. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And when things happen in your life, you're more reactive. You're quick to react emotionally. So, but I guess that with that said, you're at the point right now in which you're going to react in a way that's more like physical, like you're about to take action. more so than just emotionally dealing with the circumstance. You're going to take action. You're taking charge. You're taking ownership of what's not working. And either you're going to close the door on what's no longer working in your life, and you're going to start pursuing things differently or that you know have the potential to work in your favor. And this is happening now. This is not a future prediction I'm seeing here. This is more like the energy of now. It's happening now. But you do get a little bit stubborn, Holly, every once in a while, and that can backfire. You have a tendency to categorize things, you know, keeping them in certain specific categories, and that limits you. And you need to think outside the box. Like I said, you need to step out of the comfort zone. Think outside the box, because when you're stuck, you're so stuck that you begin to mope, and everyone is affected. And that doesn't make Holly a very nice lady to be around. So you need to change how you see things and what you're planning to do to create better changes or better circumstances in your life. I don't know if you and your husband have thought about moving, but they're talking about movement, actual physical movement, moving towards a goal, moving towards success, moving towards what really empowers you. This could relate to a residential move. You may just be moving east of where you're located right now. I'm not sure what's in your area that's east of you, but they're showing me like an eastward swoop. But even if you never considered a move of any kind, explore the option, even if you never really considered it. Explore it, see what's out there. They just want you to get up and move. They, meaning your spirit guides, actually. They really want you to get up and move. So if you're not physically active, if you can stand to use a little bit of cardio exercise, maybe 10 to 15 minutes a day, you need to do that to elevate your vibration. You need to move. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Maybe that's what they're telling me. Rather than a residential move, which could still very well happen, you still need to move your body. You know, aerobics, a little bit of cardio, maybe a little bit of Tai Chi, anything having to do with movement. It's going to elevate your aura, it's going to elevate your chakras, and helps you keep in better alignment with your spirit energy. And there are a lot of things that you're starting to leave behind now. People who broke promises, people who didn't support you in some way or another. You're just starting to leave those situations and people and places behind you. You are indeed moving forward. But start moving your body as well. But, okay. It's like, okay, that kind of validates what I was saying here. You need a change of scenery somehow. You need a change of scenery. Maybe towards, if you live in a city, for instance, Holly, maybe the city life isn't doing it work for you anymore. Maybe it's not working for you anymore. You might want to consider a move to the country or the suburbs. Someplace a little bit more rural so that you can be better in tune with nature. Okay, but I don't see anything damaging with your marriage. I don't even see any need for damage control. That seems to be fine. I do sense that Carl sees things black and white, and there isn't much gray area for him, and you just happen to be a little bit more emotionally reactive to things than he is. But it's a balance, okay? You provide the emotional, and he provides the stability, so to speak. And it's been working for you. That's been working for you. Everything else, work perhaps, maybe even your own living situation, maybe that hasn't been working so well. And you're just considering now, okay, do I need to move? You might want to look into that. And in the meantime, You know, start doing some physical exercise. You don't have to do anything strenuous. You don't have to lift massive weights or anything like that. Just move your body, even if you go for long walks. Go for long walks. Take the scenic route and just start to move and energize your body. And everything else falls into place. So, but you need to change your way of thinking and, you know, uncategorize what you've already put into categories. And just see life as one big happy toy chest. You know, because when kids are finished playing with their toys, they just dump everything in their toy chest because they know when they go back to that toy chest the next day, those same toys will still be there to play with. So this is how you have to see life. You can't put everything just in one box here for this and one box here for that. Just put all of your life's dreams and passions into a little toy chest. And know it'll be there for you the next day for you to go in and play with. You don't have to put anything in any particular category. It's always going to be there. Okay. Okay, so Holly, I hope that has helped you. And thank you for submitting your question. And if you would like to have your question answered for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names, complete dates of birth, month, day, and year, please. Very important. And month, day, and year, because I have requests coming from different parts of the country, but here in the United States, it's month, day, and year. And you send that to, and your one question, of course, to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Alrighty. Ha ha ha. Upcoming psychic events. Well, I'm not doing much, as far as I know, at least between now and the end of the year, since we're heading into November already. But I do have two events coming up. Tomorrow, October 25th, is the Free Spirit Gathering in New York City. It was supposed to be last Sunday, the third Sunday, but I was at the New Life Expo. The Free Spirit Gathering is free! You don't have to pay to come in, which is great. However, space is limited, and you would have to RSVP, and from what I understand, I may be looking at a very large group tomorrow. So if you want to come by the Spirit Gathering, if you're in the New York or New Jersey area, I encourage you to go to NorthNYCLightworkers.net. That's the new website for any events featuring yours truly. NorthNYCLightworkers.net. Or you can call Katie at 212-567-9688, 212-567-9688, to put your name down on the list. It's very important. You just can't show up and say, hey, I'm here for the gathering. If your name is on the list and if we're booked up, if there aren't any spaces left, you won't be able to get in. So you have to RSVP. It's very important. And if you're coming, if you're not on the list yet, you have until at least, I'll say, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning to do so. Because the Spirit Gathering is tomorrow in New York from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's important that you arrive on time. We begin promptly at 3 with a meditation to clear and to heal. Then we take a break, we get some water to drink, we talk, we chit-chat. And then we do the spirit messages facilitated by yours truly. I don't use cards of any kind. I just channel what comes in through spirit. Hence the name Spirit Gathering. So it's tomorrow, October 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. in New York City. Call 212-567-9688 or go to NorthNYCLightworkers.net for more information. And on November 11th, Wednesday, November 11th at 9 p.m., is the Chakra Guidance for 2010 teleseminar that I'm also facilitating. For more information about that, you can go to NorthNYCLightworkers.net. It's a way for you to use the power and the effectiveness of your chakras to help you in any situation coming up for the new year, so to speak. We'll talk about auras, most especially, because they also pertain to colors. The 7 main chakra points, we'll talk about meridians, and how they can be very effective and useful in terms of having the best year yet for 2010. And that's coming up on Wednesday, November 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Yes, the time has changed. It's not going to be at 7:30. It's going to start at 9 p.m. and it finishes at 10 p.m. And for more information, just go to northnyclightworkers.net. And I didn't include this in the rundown as far as psychic events, but I just started going through about a dozen 2010 personal forecast reading requests. I had a pre-sale, which expired last week, and I got off to a rather slow start for various reasons. Yes, I did have 2 back-to-back weekends of psychic-related events, and plus I'm finding appropriate time within my home to do, or to, shall I say, to record the forecast with little to no interruption as much as possible. And for those of you in the know, then you know what I'm talking about. Things have really changed. Oh boy. So, but I'm getting through a couple of forecast readings tonight. And like I said, I have about a dozen to go through. And I've completed about 2. I'm going to do at least 2 more today. And trying to get as much as I can done before, let's say, the first week in November. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but now I can't make any guarantees because, as I said, things have changed. But I will take in new requests for 2010 personal forecast readings sometime before or just around Thanksgiving. And that will go until at least January 31st of 2010. So if you did reserve a personal forecast with me through the pre-sale, I have you on my list. I'm doing this in numerical order. I'm handling these requests by the order received. So, and I have about 12. And those who reserved a forecast with me first are getting theirs done now, and so on. So I hope to complete all 12 or so with over the next couple of weeks. As I said, things have changed, and my peace and quiet has been somewhat compromised, but I'm working on that. So anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you. Things have changed. Things have changed. Anyway, moving forward. I have a reading request for, actually it's for Valine, but it was submitted by Chris, so I'm going to talk to Valine. And Chris, since you're hearing this podcast, you can relay the message to Valine, or you can have Valine listen. Valine is Chris's daughter, about 25 years old, married for 4 years, 12/16/83, married to Isaac, and they're hoping to be parents soon. And Chris is wondering what you see in Valine's motherly future as to when this happens and how many children. Oh, darn it. I just read something. Shoot. I'm a bonehead. I am such a bonehead. I am a bonehead. Chris, I'm sorry I did not read that part of the email, so I'm just going to refer to the situation without dropping any more names. Oh, boy. That was a bonehead move. I apologize, Chris. I have a feeling that your daughter's going to be okay as far as her privacy, so don't have no worries about her privacy. I do apologize. But I will answer the question now anyway, but Dana just did a bonehead move because she did not completely finish reading the rest of the email, although I thought I did. Okay, Chris, then I will answer this for your daughter. I already mentioned her name already. Oh, God. Anyway, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Her privacy is going to be okay. As far as your daughter is concerned, Chris, as far as kids coming up, well, this is interesting, because eventually, yes, she will have a family, but what they're showing me right now, at this particular moment with your daughter, is that, it's something having to do with her career first, more so than having children. And there may be a strong, okay, there is a strong possibility that she would have to enroll in some kind of a class, workshop, some kind of education is required through her employment, through her occupation, through her work, in which it's going to put her in a higher position or in a better position to earn more money. I'm not sure what she's doing in terms of work right now. The first image I got was that of a cashier or something having to do with money or a register or something with sales, if that's what she does at all. And that she needs to complete something or get some other education that's going to enhance her resume or enhance her chances for getting into a better position in terms of her income or something a little bit more managerial, okay? Since I believe she's working now, she likes what she does. And I believe that she's looking for growth and expansion in her work. And it seems as if she's getting the cooperation and the support she needs to do that, to make some very powerful changes. So over the next 3 to 8 weeks, I see that she will be returning to school for something. Short term, you know, I'm not getting like, you know, 4 years of something as far as I can tell. But this would help shape and mold the future that she wants in terms of her career. Once she has that stabilized, once she has that going, in terms of how her work position is going to change, how this education reflects that, then she'll definitely look into the possibility of becoming a mother and expanding the family. And with that, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a medical intuitive, but I guess I'm getting that she is healthy enough for labor, childbirth, and all of that stuff, pregnancies. Right now I'm getting two, and they're showing me two boys. Okay, well, that's good. And I don't know if she's into biblical names or something, or like Adam and Jacob or David and Jacob. I mean, I'm just getting like biblical names that she's going to use or to name her two boys in the future. But this is not coming up for a while, okay? So I'm really going out on a limb here. I'm really putting it out there. This is not going to happen for a while. It could be another, I don't know, 2 to 3 years before all of this happens, with the, you know, at least another 2 years for the first boy, and maybe another year or so for the second boy, but I'm getting two boys with biblical names. But right now, she's concentrating on her career goals first and putting herself in a higher income bracket with work, whatever it is she's doing. And don't be surprised that they could be moving too. A bigger house, bigger place to live for, you know, for the new family. Some place where there's a sense of community, cooperation, expansion, growth, safety, all of those good things. And, well, I can say one thing for sure, your son-in-law would make an excellent dad. He's very nurturing. He's very, very caring. He's very nurturing. Oh, my goodness. If they don't have pets right now, I don't know what they're waiting for, but at least they could have a dog for a while. But he's very nurturing, and he's crazy about your daughter. Crazy, crazy about your daughter. And I apologize for not paying attention to your email, but believe me, I'm sure her safety and her privacy is insured, so you don't have to worry about that. But you do have my apologies. But going back to her, right now I believe she's a little bit more focused on the career end of things, just to get herself into a higher income bracket, and then time for a family. 2 to 3 years at the most with this, and I get two boys with biblical names like Adam, Adam and Jacob, or David and Jacob, or whatever. But biblical. Or what is that young man's name from Lord of the Rings? Oh, my scattered brains lately. His name is Gah! Not Frodo. The actor. He has a biblical name. I hate when that happens. His name came to mind. I'm looking at his eyes, but I can't think of his name. Oh, God, I hate when that happens. That name, his name, the actor's name from Lord of the Rings, Frodo. He has a biblical name. Ooh, kills me and I can't remember it. And I guess, and after I do the podcast, it's going to come to me. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that. Ethan? No, not Ethan. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so Chris, that's your answer. They're not going to be parents soon, but it's happening. But right now, there seems to be something around your daughter's vocation. Her job, her income situation. It's almost as if she's trying to line all of her ducks in a row with adult responsibilities, just to make sure that when these children do arrive, they have a secure, happy environment. Mommy has a good job, Daddy has a good job, everything is taken care of. That's how Valene has always been. And when she puts her mind to something, she sticks to it, and that seems to be the case. Oh, did I mention her name again? Oh, God. Bonehead. Unfortunately, when I record these podcasts, I really just can't go back and erase anything, because once it's recorded. So, Chris, I know you hate me right now, but I do apologize. Maybe other people have your daughter's name, too, so no one knows who you are. Nobody knows where you live. No social security numbers have been given out, so. But you have my deepest apologies, because Dana is a bonehead. But thank you very much for your question, and I hope that helps. Dana's a bonehead. Dana is a bonehead. And if you have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names, dates of birth, or you can use an alias, you can say anonymous, type in capital letters, Dana, do not use my name or I will kill you. And your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com, because Dana sometimes is a bonehead. Okay. And yes, next week is Halloween, so although I didn't really do a Halloween type theme this year, I did a theme for the last 2 years. So you can always go back to previous podcasts from October of 08 and October of 07 regarding anything I did about Halloween. Dana is such a bonehead. Anyway. Well, we have a very poignant message from the Archangel Shamuel. He who sees God, and he addresses us as beloved one. Ooh. Shamuel's role as an archangel is bringing about global peace or personal peace in our lives. He also sees clearly to help find lost objects. So Shamwell comes to us with the message of, beloved one, I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. Ooh. So for those of us who are single, or maybe not so single, looking for that life partner, looking for our life mate, our soul mate. Remember, we have many soul mates, but in terms of a committed relationship, Shamwell is really working with us to bring about our spiritual soulmate relationship. It is manifesting now, but like anything else, we have to ask the angels for help. They cannot intervene on our free will unless we give them permission to help us in any way that's constructive. So Shamwell is helping us with our spiritual soulmate relationship. And Shamwell, Dana can use all the help she can get right now for a spiritual soulmate relationship, for an ideal place to live and work, for not being such a bonehead. Thank you, Shamwell, with gracing us with your message. Allow the angels to work in our favor. And through the presence of God, let us embrace that truth. For those of us who are single, or those of us who are desiring to be with our spiritual soulmate partners, it is happening now for the greater good. It may take time, and it could happen tomorrow, but be open and receptive to that divine good, which is from Spirit, from God, from the Creator, from the universe. And Shamwell reminds us that we are all beloved, and he's helping us find spiritual soulmate relationships for those of us who ask. And it's happening now. And so it is. Ooh. I feel bad still. I feel like I broke a trust and now I can't even record over this thing. Oh, Chris, you're gonna kill me. Oh, Dana's such a bonehead. Dana needs a vacation. Or something. Anyway. So you have been listening to the October 24th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast. Next podcast will be in about 2 weeks. Thereabouts. So I wish you a safe and happy Halloween. All Saints Day. And until next time, peace. Many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.